Sometimes the old tricks are still the best tricks. And an old trick paid off for the LA Angels last night. The Tigers facing LA for the second straight night, and Detroit entered the bottom of the 10th inning with a 4-3 lead. But a throwing error by Tigers shortstop Javi Baez allowed the tying run to score, and then Magdura Sierra's bunt allowed the winning run to score from third in the Angels' 5-4 win over Detroit in 10 innings. The Tigers have now lost four straight. They'll try to salvage the final game of their three-game series in LA this afternoon at 4:07, a 3:45 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Seattle pitcher Logan Gilbert tied his career high with 9 strikeouts as the Mariners blanked the White Sox 3-0 last night. The Sox have now lost 2 of their last 3 and are now 3 games behind Cleveland for first in the AL Central. The rubber game of the Sox 3-game series in the Pacific Northwest is this afternoon at 4:10. The Cubs are back on the field on Tuesday after Monday's off day. Cubs pitcher Hayden Wesneski allowed only 2 hits in 5 shutout innings in relief to give the Cubs a 9-3 win over Cincinnati. Wesneski is making his Major League debut after being acquired in a trade with the New York Yankees back on August 1st. The Cubs host the Reds again tonight at 7:40. In the WNBA playoffs, the defending WNBA champion Chicago Sky have been pushed to the brink once again after falling to Connecticut 104-80 in Game 4 of their semifinal series. The series is now tied at 2-2, with the fifth and deciding game coming up on Thursday night back in Chicago. The winner will face the Las Vegas Aces in the finals. Las Vegas beat Seattle 97-92 to win that series 3-1. The game marks the end of the career for longtime WNBA superstar Sue Bird. The first in-season AP college football rankings still has Alabama at the top spot, but Georgia moves up a spot to number 2. Ohio State, despite beating Notre Dame, drops a spot to number 3. The Michigan Wolverines jump up 4 spots to number 4 after their win over Colorado State, and Clemson rounds out the top 5. Notre Dame falls to 8th, and Michigan State is 14th. The Chicago Bears did release the renderings and plans for the new stadium complex in Arlington Heights. The new Dome Stadium could also host college football playoff games or even a Super Bowl. Midwest League Baseball, West Michigan over Great Lakes 3-0, Lansing over Dayton 6-2, and Cedar Rapids beat South Bend 8-6. In high school sports and boys soccer, St. Joe over Loy Norris 5-1, Portage Central beat Lakeshore 3-0, Michigan Lutheran beat Buchanan 5-1, South Haven and Dowagiac played to a 2-2 tie. In volleyball, Buchanan over Michigan Lutheran 3-0. Also 3-0 victories for Dowagiac over Vicksburg and Brandywine over Kalamazoo Hackett. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, September 7th, I'm Dave Wolfe.